The Sportscast, September 11th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can also visit us on thesportscast.net or follow us on X on the Sportscast One, also on Instagram, the Sportscast One, and also check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. Also, we want to remember 9/11, an historic day here in America. Our prayers and thoughts are with the families that were affected to it. Week one NFL, it definitely delivered a lot of upsets. Not a lot of upsets, but a lot of surprises. A lot of things we just wondering about, predicting about, and they're coming into fray. And joining us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
It's finally here. We've waited 6, 7, 8 months for real football again, and we finally got it. I'm so excited.
Don't you love it when we do all these predictions and they all come and like they don't come to they don't come to like, I mean, like these predictions never happen.
It's just so funny. You know, teams look good or bad in the preseason. You think, oh no, what's going to happen? And then in the when the actual games get played, none of that matters. None of the projections, all that talk means nothing. It's all what you do on the field.
Let's go into, we're going to spend a little more minutes on the Steelers and 49ers. A lot of sports shows we're talking about this morning a little bit. About, you know, Brock Purdy coming back from injury. He is the San Francisco 49er quarterback. But the 49ers depleted the Steelers 30-7. Joe, I want to hear your thoughts on this match. I know it was a pretty intense opener, but what were your thoughts?
The Steelers looked so good in the preseason. They, when the first team, offense was out there, they scored a touchdown every single time. They supposedly had a really good offseason, a really good draft, really good free agents, and none of them mattered. They got absolutely destroyed by the 49ers. Even that score, even though it was bad, it wasn't even close. The 49ers absolutely dominated that game. Hats off to the 49ers, and the Steelers have a lot of questions.
Now, seeing this game and this result, do you picture San Francisco being Super Bowl contenders from what you saw?
Oh, definitely. If they're healthy, if 49ers are healthy, they are right up there with the Eagles as the NFC Super Bowl representative.
Yeah, I think I really do agree. And to be honest, we didn't know that Brock Purdy was going to come back by week one, right. But he had a great performance. He had 220 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He looked amazing, considering he had elbow surgery. That's really impressive. You know, there was talk of, oh, he's going to be rusty, or oh, he's a second year. You know, he's still really young. He is. I think this is the 7th game, his 7th start and the 7th game in a row where he's had at least 2 touchdowns, and I think that's a record. He is amazing. He is basically the perfect quarterback for the Shanahan system. I trashed him. I didn't think I thought he was a fluke and a fraud, but he might be Tom Brady 2.0.
Tom Brady 2.0.
Yeah,
that is saying a lot. Speaking about Tom Brady, he did make an appearance yesterday, which we'll get to a little bit later. Pickett, he had a 232 yards, a little bit more than Purdy, actually. Harris had 31 yards. Robinson, 64. Deontay Johnson with 48 yards. Your thoughts? Let's start with Pickett. What were your thoughts over his – not his first – his first game to start, but his, you know, week one start, I guess.
Kenny Pickett is in his, he's in his second year. He played about half the year last year, and he did not His rookie year was typical for a rookie. You know, he just, you know, didn't have it. And the talk was, well, he'll be much better this year because he's more experienced and stuff. He was basically the main reason they lost this game. He was interesting. He was horrible. There were plays out there. There were open receivers, and he just completely missed them. He was completely rattled by the 49ers defense, and he just couldn't get anything going. There was that game when Sam Darnold was with the Jets and he was playing the Patriots, and they said, "Oh, he looked like he was seeing ghosts out there." That's what it looked like. Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett looked like he was seeing ghosts out there. He was scared. He just did not do anything. He was the main reason the Steelers lost this game.
Do you still have confidence in him?
Better. The entire team can only go one way but up. You know, they can only improve from this. The Steelers are known for starting out poorly in seasons, and that's bad. That's bad. They need to do something about that. Obviously, they are not preparing well enough or properly in the preseason to prepare for games, because they start out slow every single season, and they need to stop that. So they're going to get better. They're going to realize their mistakes. I think Kenny Pickett is a pretty good quarterback, so he will improve. He will get better, but he was absolutely horrible yesterday.
Not good. Obviously, the backups are Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky, but I think Joe is sticking with Pickett for now. Does not look sideways or anything. So it's time to recap NFL Week 1, a Week 1 that a lot of people were looking at, this is going to be a good year or some teams like, they need to bounce back for Week 2. Let's hit it off. Let's start with Atlanta and Carolina. 24-10, Atlanta won, of course. Falcons running back Algier, he finished off with 75 yards, 2 touchdowns, was a surprise star. Bijan Robinson, the rookie, caught a touchdown pass in his debut. And Carolina's Bryce Young did not have a good game. Your thoughts over this matchup?
This is not surprising. Carolina is a rebuilding team. You know, they're very young. Bryce Young, they just have to put up with the growing pains. So this was not a surprise. The Falcons, they've just decided to run. They've just decided to be a run-heavy team. Okay. And they're going to rely on Desmond Ridder I don't know. That's a big question. It's like, I mean, they didn't ask of him much of him, but he didn't do much either. So, you know, they're just going to be a run heavy team. Bijan Robinson could be offensive rookie of the year. He looked amazing. And yeah, Tyler Algier, I'll probably be picking up on the fantasy football waiver wire this week. You know, he did great too, but that's it. It's a run heavy attack, but like Kyle Pitts didn't do anything. Drake London didn't do anything. They have these great pass catchers, but they never throw the ball or they don't throw it enough. So that's just how they're going to go. The Falcons are just going to run, and that's how it is.
Yeah, we'll see if that running plane strategy will work out for the rest of the season. Bryce Young finished 20 of 38 for 146 yards, but he failed to become the first quarterback since Carr in 2002 to win his starting debut. So we'll see what happens with his rebuilding Carolina. Atlanta looking good. Pretty easy game to start off with. The Battle of Ohio, Browns versus Bengals. This is like the big surprise game, one of the biggest ones. Joe Burrow had a brutal day in the rain, 82 passing yards, just 6 first downs. What a surprise. What happened to the Bengals, Joe?
This is a weird stat. Joe Burrow has never won in Cleveland. That is just weird. I think what happened, I think a couple things happened. The Browns might be legit. Obviously, Deshaun Watson did not play well last year, and they were hoping he would improve. And I mean, he was okay. He didn't do much passing, but he was okay. But the Browns defense, that might be the surprise, and that might carry them. They might, the Browns might be a force because of their defense. As for the Bengals, they do this thing in the preseason where they don't play their starters, and then they expect them to just go out there in the regular season and everything okay. They're rusty as heck. Also, Joe Burrow was dealing with an injury all summer long. So, I'm not surprised that the Bengals lost. I'm surprised that the Bengals got destroyed 24-3. That's the surprise.
That's the big surprise. Deshaun Watson ran for a touchdown and threw for another. What were your thoughts over his performance?
154 yards passing is not great. They're going to have to improve on that. But, you know, Nick Chubb, 18 carries, 106 yards. That's, you know, Nick Chubb is maybe the best running back in the league, or one of them. You know, you have a great running attack. You have Deshaun Watson, who can run. So they have a lot of things going for them. If they could just get their pass game going, that could be a really strong offense too.
The Colts, Joe, hasn't won a season opener since 2013, when we're still on the iPhone 5. Tank Bigsby, 1 yard scoring run with 5 minutes left, gave the defending AFC South champions the lead. And Etienne, my guy, 26-yard touchdown run following an interception, closed out with the Jaguars beating the Colts 31-21, snapped their five-game losing skid at Lucas Oil Stadium, Joe.
It's not a surprise that the Jaguars would win this, and because of the Colts are just rebuilding. They're just a mess right now. The Colts, they have a bright spot in that Anthony Richardson looked pretty good. So that's good going for them. He's only going to improve. But what he needs to watch out for is, if you watch this game, at the end, he tried to run in for a touchdown, and he just got absolutely hit hard, and he had actually knocked him out of the game. He needs to be careful. Yes, he is this amazing freak athlete. But, man, you got to ask Lamar Jackson. You got to be careful. They're going to hit you. They're going to hit you hard, and they're going to knock you out. So you got to be careful with how much you run. The Jaguars people are talking that they might actually be the best team in the AFC. And Calvin Ridley might be to Trevor Lawrence what Stephon Diggs did to Josh Allen, and what AJ Brown did to Jalen Hurts. He might be that superstar wide receiver that elevates the whole team and elevates Trevor Lawrence. So that's something to look out for.
Trevor Lawrence was 24 of 32 with 241 yards and two scores. And Calvin Ridley, as you mentioned, eight catches for 101 yards and the Jags' first score. Etienne at 18 carries for 77 yards. Good job, Jaguars. Joe says they might be the best team in the AFC. We shall see. Another team that made a surprise on the road, Tampa beating Minnesota 20-17. Baker Mayfield had a great debut with TB. He recovered to throw two touchdown passes without a turnover, and the Bucs beat Minnesota in Minnesota.
Everybody, when they heard Baker Mayfield was going to Tampa, just trashed it. Oh, Baker Mayfield stinks. He's no good. He's a good, solid quarterback. He's not a superstar. He's just a good, solid quarterback. And Tampa has a pretty good, solid team. They got some good players there. So, you know, they're going to do better than people think. The Vikings, I called this. They won all of those one-score games. They were a crazy number last year. I think 10-1 or some crazy number like that. That's gonna come back to haunt them. Now this year, they're probably going to do really poorly in one-score games. That's just how the averages go. So not a surprise that the Vikings lost. You know, they're dealing with some losses too. They don't have Dalvin Cook anymore. They don't have Thielen, although Addison had a good game. So the Vikings, they're just not going to be as good as last year. That's just the way it is. And Tampa is not as bad as people think.
Poor babies. Anyways, Kirk Cousins went 33 for 44 for 344 yards and touchdowns to Jordan Addison, as Joe mentioned, and Alexander Madison. And Justin Jefferson had 9 catches for 150 yards. Not bad, but they lost against the Bucks. Which you see, which Mike Evans had a good game. So maybe the whole contract dispute might work out with him towards the end of the season.
While he's there, then he'll get traded to the Chiefs in a few weeks, and then we'll see.
That could happen. New Orleans beat Tennessee 16-15. New quarterback Derek Carr for the Saints passed for 305 yards and a TD, and his 41-yard pass to Rashid Shaheed on the 3rd and 6 in the final minutes helped New Orleans run out of clock in a 16-15 victory over Tennessee Titans. What a showdown! Not much going on, but it was a small margin. When your thoughts?
I think the Saints are a sneaky good team. I think people aren't talking about them enough. Derek Carr is another good, solid quarterback, and that's something they were lacking a lot last year. So they got a pretty good, solid team in New Orleans, and they might surprise some people. The Titans, I think this is just the first of many losses. I have a bad feeling that they're going to win. They're going to lose a lot of games. Tannehill's 35 years old. He's on his way. You know, he's 35 years old in quarterback years is a lot. So I could see him being benched or getting hurt, and either Malik Willis or Will Levis coming in the middle of the season. So I don't think the Titans are going to have a good year. I think they're on their way down, and then Saints might be sneaky good.
Tannehill listed finish with 16 of 34, 498 yards. New Orleans limited star running back Derrick Henry to just 63 yards. I never heard that low of a number for him. And DeAndre Hopkins caught 7 passes for 65 yards in his debut. 49. Oh, well, we already talked about the Niners. No need to talk about it again. Commanders sold out their Week 1 game against Arizona with the new ownership of the Josh Harris group. Commanders beat the Cardinals. Not much of a big margin. It was 20-16. Edge rusher strip sacked Joshua Dobbs late in the first quarter to set up a Sam Howell's go-ahead touchdown run as the defense took over the game to help the Commanders rally to beat Arizona 20-16. Howell, he threw for a touchdown pass to compensate for his 2 turnovers. Howell had a jittery start, obviously, as the Commanders, but he is the starting quarterback. He went for 19 of 31 for 202 yards with a 7-yard touchdown pass to Brian Robinson Jr. and an interception. Commanders, so far so good.
So far so good. I think the Commanders will go as Sam Howell goes, and I think Sam Howell actually might be pretty good. So that's something to watch for. But the Cardinals are openly tanking. They're trying to lose the game. So for them to come close in this game doesn't speak well of Washington, but good for Washington. It's like with the previous owner, they had like this dark cloud over them, and that dark cloud has finally lifted, and they finally have an owner. I mean, Dan Snyder was possibly the worst owner in sports history, and he's gone. So good for Washington. Good for the fans that they could support them again, and hopefully they become another a respectable franchise again. And we'll see where it goes. But kind of surprising that they made it close.
Are you a believer in Hal?
I might be. He might actually be okay.
I think so too. Baltimore Ravens beat Houston 25-9. It was also a not good game for J.K. Dobbins. He lost the season toward his Achilles, so this is not good for the Ravens. But the Ravens had a big victory. Justin Hall scored twice in the second half, and the Ravens pulled away a 25-9 victory over Houston. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, as as Joe said, he threw for 169 yards. And rookie receiver Zay Flowers, Joe, was the main source of excitement for the Ravens' new look offense. Your thoughts? He caught for a couple of passes, but he had a good game.
Zay Flowers looked amazing. They might have, that might be the wide receiver to watch. I'm very down on Odell Beckham. I don't think he's good anymore. I think he's going to cause problems, but Zay Flowers looked really good. This was the debut of the new look offense for the Ravens, where they're supposed to be more, you know, pass oriented, and that didn't really work very well. Houston's just a really bad team. So, you know, the Ravens looked rusty, but they still got it done. And they're probably, you know, you have to expect them to go to a new offense that they're going to be a little uneven, a little inconsistent. So this isn't surprising. They're probably going to get better. Lamar Jackson's probably going to get better, but not a surprising win.
Watch out for those Steelers. Houston's quarterback CJ Stroud threw for 242 yards. Let's go to the Packers. Jay Love looked like he might be ready to follow in the footsteps of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, throwing for three touchdowns to lead the Packers to a 38-20 season opening victory over Chicago Bears on Sunday. Looks like Love and the Packers will continue this winning streak against the Bears in Chicago.
I saw a lot of jokes that they said, well, Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears and he transferred ownership from him to Jordan Love. So very funny. Yeah, that was a big question, is how's Jordan Love gonna look? You know, he sat for years behind Aaron Rodgers. That's the Packers do. 4 years behind the guy. Well, he learned pretty well. He was paying attention because he looked really good. The Packers, I called this. I thought they were gonna be good. The Bears, they look like nothing has changed. They look like it's the same old from last year. They can't, their passing game stinks. They just look like a bad team. I know it's just one game, but it looks the same as last year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Chicago, Fields, and the gang. Let's go into the AFC AFC West showdown between the Raiders and the Broncos. Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes, the guy who wins, actually. Threw two touchdown passes to newcomer Jacoby Myers in their Raiders debut, and the Raiders spoiled Sean Payton's first game as coach for the Broncos with a 17-16 win over the Broncos. This was a big game. I like this game a lot. Your thoughts?
I love it. Going into Denver, at the beginning of the season, with their high altitude, you know, the Broncos have an advantage in conditioning, and that didn't matter. Jimmy G got it done. All hats off to him. He looked great. When he's healthy, he's good. That's his problem, is he can't stay healthy. But you know,
he runs too much, doesn't he?
I don't know. But you know, the Broncos, you know, they got a new coach. They changed all these things, and they got the same result. They just didn't score enough. So I don't know. I don't know if this is the sign of things to come for the Broncos. But great win by the Raiders.
But in a positive note for the Broncos, Russell Wilson looked much better than he did last year with Nathaniel Hackett at the helm. Your favorite coach? I'm kidding. Completing 27 of 34 passes, 477 yards and two touchdowns without an interception. You think Wilson looked better?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he can't. He only had one way to go but up. He was just terrible last year. So bad. That was such a disaster last year. So, and it'll probably only get better. Who knows if Russell Wilson, you know, has what it takes, because he's pretty old too. So we'll see if he could get it done throughout the year. But just, you know, the Raiders aren't that good. So this is not, and they were at home. So this is bad for the Broncos.
This is not good for the Broncos. Garoppolo rewarded that faith by drop. Okay, so he had that one last play. You know, the Broncos' first play was an onside kick. That was Sean Payton's first call.
Hey, go for it, man. Shoot your shot. Good for you trying something. Good. Go for it.
Okay. Eagles, Patriots. Eagles defeated the Patriots 25-20. But a guy named Tom Brady stole the show yesterday. He was commemorated by the owner, Kraft, with his first return back in a while. Well, he played against with the Bucs against the Patriots. But it was a special moment. He wore his number 12 jersey, Joe. It was pretty special. I think from his playing days, because the jersey looks pretty tight. but it did not help out the Patriots. They lost by 25-20. Jalen Hurts threw a touchdown pass. He had 22 of 33 for 170 yards. And Jake Elliott kicked 4 field goals for Philadelphia. Mac Jones recovered from a rough start to finish a 35 of 54 for 316 yards, 3 touchdowns and interception. Kendrick Bourne had two touchdown receptions. Hunter Henry added the other score catch for an offensive that outgained the NFC champions Eagles 382-251. But with Tom Brady's return, it wasn't enough for the Patriots. Eagles are still champions.
This was close. Patriots almost pulled it out. They had the ball in the fourth quarter down 5 and they were driving and they just couldn't get it done. But hats off to the Patriots. The Eagles are, your NFC champs, and the Patriots almost beat them. So hats off to them. They just couldn't get it done. The Patriots are supposed to have a good defense. We knew this. So not surprising that they stopped the Eagles. Maybe the Eagles are a little rusty. Who knows? But hey, Mac Jones, 3 touchdowns, over 300 yards. Hey, good for them. You know, their offense was such a disaster last year because they basically had Bill Belichick's drinking buddy as the offensive coordinator. Now they have an actual offensive coordinator. So
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien, he's a lousy GM, but he's a good offensive coordinator. So the Patriots offense should be better. So I thought the Patriots were gonna be horrible, but they looked really strong against the Eagles. So I think they might be actually good.
Which it's a lot of tell with the AFC East this year. It's gonna be a little bit tighter. We'll find out tonight though. Tonight's like the half the cake. We'll be back tonight with the Jets and Bills, which we'll get the predictions from Joe a little bit later in the show. The Dolphins, AFC East members, they beat the Chargers 36-34. Tua versus Herbert. Tua had 466 yards, Joe. That's a lot of yards. The fourth most ever in a season opener. 215 of those yards and 2 of Tua's 3 touchdowns went to Tyreek Hill. Your thoughts over this matchup?
Oh boy, this was such a fun game and we knew it was going to be good and it lived up to the expectations. Boy, this was just, it was just fun. Two high powered offenses going at it and you didn't know how it was going to go, and the Dolphins were able to pull it out. No surprise. I think the Dolphins, if they could stay healthy, this is another team that might go up for the best team in the AFC. They're that good. They just need to stay healthy. They're just fragile as heck. And they have that Vic Fangio defense that,
which is not a bad thing.
No, it's a very good thing. Vic Fangio is he's a genius. And the Chargers did a lot because the Chargers are one of the best offenses in the league. So, no shame there. So if the Dolphins, they just need to stay healthy. That offense, Tua looked good. Tyreek Hill says that he's the best and he wants to get 2,000 yards. Well, he's putting his he's walking the walk and talking the talk because he looked amazing. This was just fun. This was just awesome.
A fun game. It was a little bit later in the window. Another star from Miami, Raheem Mostert, had 37 yards rushing, including a two-yard touchdown in the first quarter. Jalen Waddle had 4 receptions with 78 yards. And Jason Sanders, the kicker, had 3 field goals. But great win by Miami. Tua did not get touched. He did not get sacked. So maybe that Dolphins O-line might be a good thing for Miami.
Yeah.
And Tua.
Yeah. If just don't let them get touched and they'll be fine.
Another surprising, well, actually, no, there's one more game I need to talk about before we get to the one surprising game. And I think Joe knows which one it was. Rams beating the Seahawks. That's not a surprising game. No Cooper Kupp with the Rams, but they do have a man named Matt Stafford who threw for 334 yards, even without Cooper Kupp. Kyren Williams stepped it up. Cam Akers stepped it up, combined for three TDs runs, and the Rams stunned the Seahawks 30-13 yesterday. Your thoughts?
This was a huge surprise. The Rams are not are supposed to be not very good, especially without Cooper Kupp. And for them to go into Seattle and win a game, I don't know what the heck happened with Seattle. I don't know what's going on there. There was a play where Geno Smith went back to pass and he saw Aaron Donald coming right at him. He's like, "Oh my God," or something like that. You could hear it on the mic. He was screaming. That was really funny. But I think that would be any of our reactions if we saw Aaron Donald running at us. But very
no longer the highest paid.
Yeah. That's Nick Bosa now. Just amazing by the Rams. They really turned over the roster so much, and just really surprising that I really thought that they wouldn't be very good, and to go into Seattle and beat them handily, very impressive.
That's not an easy place to play, isn't it?
Oh no, it's very tough. It's very loud, and the Seahawks have a great home field advantage.
Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith, second season as a starter, got off to a rocky start. Joe, he completed 16 of 26 passes for 112 yards. He had a 10-yard touchdown toss to Metcalf. Remember him in the first half, but Seattle had only one offensive play of longer than 15 yards. They need to work on their offense, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Week one is weird, like the Steelers. The Steelers look horrible too. So, and they should recover. Just one of those things where you just weren't ready for the week one.
It's only week one, right? They got 16 weeks to try to recover and all that. Okay, into the surprising game. Not the most climatic game. No, it's the most surprising game. The Giants got flat out embarrassed, Joe, at home on Sunday night on NBC. And I hope the Jets have a better showing tonight in New York. But Noah Igbinoghene returned a blocked field goal, 58 yards for a touchdown on the opening series for the Cowboys. Daron Bland scored on a pick six later in the first quarter, and the Cowboys embarrassed the Giants again, posting a season opener 40-0. Victory. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I just could not believe it. I think we were all saying the same thing. Like, are you kidding me? The Cowboys just, it was like unfair. It was if it was a boxing match, the ref would have came in and said, stop the match. This is it. You're beating him up too bad. It's just a complete domination by the Cowboys. Micah Parsons, it looks actually better than last year, which is, which is hard to do because he was really good last year in the previous years. He looked amazing. All the Cowboys looked amazing. The Giants looked like they've never set foot on a football field before. It was weird. Did they get like amnesia or something?
Or they're trying to tank for a player? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know.
Jones, Hennage, 15 of 28 for 104 yards with a quarterback rating of 32.4. Dak Prescott was 13 of 24 for 143 and beating the Giants for the 11th straight time. There you have it. We'll see if New York will rebound this weekend. They play Arizona, so they should rebound, right?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. You would think they would do better against the Cardinals, but I don't know. I've never seen a team look that bad.
Unless the Cowboys are that good.
It was raining. Maybe that's why. Maybe they just don't play well in the rain. I don't know.
The field was moisty. It was not good for stepping, you know, things like that.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyways, there you have it. It's a Sunday night football, but there is one more game tonight. And we talked about it a little bit early in the show. Buffalo Bills going at New York Jets is the first time Aaron Rodgers will be starting for the Jets in a regular season game. The Bills, there's been question marks about the Bills. Something's going on internally. Everyone's talking about it. But this could determine a lot with the AFC East tonight. Not just tonight, but it could be part of it. Joe, what is your prediction for tonight?
Yeah, the AFC East looks strong. The Buffalo and the Jets are supposed to be good. Miami looked great. Even New England looked very good. So that might be a very strong division. Tonight, it's just going to be fun. We finally get to see Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. Very high profile game. I think the Bills are going to pull it out. I just have a feeling that there's just too much going on with the Jets and that there's just too many new things going on. And it's going to take them a while to gel and to get together and to be good. So, you know, they're going to have that adjustment period, and the Bills are already an established team. They know what they're doing. So I think the Bills are going to be on top.
Bills are going to be on top. Give us a score for that.
28-17.
I'm going to pick the Jets. I think they're playing at home. Aaron Rodgers looked in good one and one good preseason game. I think I don't want to say tight game. I don't want to say 3 points. Maybe a touchdown, they'll win. But I think the Jets are going to come out with a big start. Good team. They have a bad offensive line. Is that what I've heard?
We'll see. It's supposed we'll find to be. Out tonight. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is he's no young kid out there. He's very old, so, you know, they got to be careful. That offensive line has to protect Aaron Rodgers, because if Aaron Rodgers gets hit, then he could get hurt, and that could be their whole season. You don't want Zach Wilson in there.
You don't. And you do have the Bills, Josh Allen, still young, so we'll see what they do. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about, hey, what should the Steelers do next week?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F on Twitter or whatever the heck they're calling it this week. I have a podcast called The Donut Bag where we're gonna get into what's wrong with the Steelers. We're gonna solve all their problems
in one episode.
In one episode, yes.
You can reach us at the Sportscast One or the Sportscast.net. We don't have all the answers for the Steelers, but maybe we could give some, give some answers. But anyways, the Sportscast.net, the Sportscast One on X and on Instagram. And we got Thursday night. Tomorrow we got the top 25 with Alan West, college football, a lot of recap. And of course, Thursday, the Jersey Boys, they're mourning right now. I'm talking to them all morning. They're mourning.
And they're mad at. I can't imagine what they're going through.
And they're mad at Kadarius. What's his face?
Kadarius Toney. Yeah.
He talked crap about the Giants on Instagram this morning. So.
Oh, boy. Kadarius Toney needs the. He's lucky he has a job. That guy's a schmuck. He single handedly lost the game for the Chiefs.
Exactly. Well, anyways, Joe, that's all I have. That's all she wrote. I appreciate you coming on to the Sports Guys.
Thank you, as always.
This was your update.